Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio. Also, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Deezer, TuneIn, Radio Public, everywhere you listen to podcasts. It's a Dark Mark show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And, of course, as always, joined by... Well, everybody's so quiet now. The energy is so weird now. We're joined by everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Who, sorry, YouTube refuses to be on camera this week.
You know what? It's okay. Just don't get any close-ups.
Right. No. Well, she's going to be on camera for some of the show.
For some of the show. I did the LA thing, you know, laser surgery type thing. You guys understand.
Except I'm going to make her my assistant.
I am.
Yes. Yes. No, the kink is back on the Dark Mark show. A lot of people have been saying, when are you going to start spanking people again and doing weird kinky stuff? Hannah's been asking that.
Yes, I have.
And here we have one of my favorite comedians.
Yes.
I just had her on the show at the CIA in April, and she killed Jamie Gendron. Everybody knows her.
Hi, how is everyone?
Jamie, how are you?
I'm well, thank
Eddie
you.
Murphy's favorite comedian.
Yes.
Apparently the late River Phoenix's favorite, and... Maniac Cop's favorite, and a few others.
Yeah, a few others.
A few others. And
Frank Burns from MASH.
That's right. You told us about that last time. But I didn't know you had such a kinky side.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, I knew it.
Well, I kind of figured, but we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to demonstrate it, because we have, I'm glad to meet this guy. This guy, and you got to do a photo shoot with this guy now, because he is the owner proprietor of Ephemeral Muse Portfolio. His scene name, which is the greatest I've ever heard, is Kinky Jesus. It's Steven.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Woo, Kinky Jesus.
Hi, Steven.
Kinky Steven.
I sent the word out for a sub, and we had so many people, so many guys that wanted to sub to you, and this guy won them all. So it's going to be a fun show, sir. We're going to hear about your few of your things in the community, and
if you butter me up, I'll tell you how I got the name.
Right. Get the butter ready. Anyways.
If you're literally going to butter me up, it's going to be one of these two lovely ladies.
Since we're doing rounds of applause for everybody, let's do one for Dark Mark. You're hosting one of the best podcasts in the
world.
Stop
it. Stop it. By the way, I wanted to thank the five people who went on Apple so far, gave us 5-star reviews. If you like what you hear and you're listening to us on Apple, Spotify, or whatever, am I on camera?
You are. Your eyeballs are on camera.
Oh, okay, good. I know.
You got pretty eyes, though. So.
Yes. Oh, that's great. So wherever you're listening to us, rate, review, subscribe, and help us out. Help us get to the top. So we're sitting there and rubbing shoulders with Joe Rogan and the guy from Serial and all those people. So and also the great FU, who commented on YouTube. And wondered if I was a fat tranny. No. I was going to put some extra makeup on for you tonight, but I had no.
What's up, Utrill? How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, you weren't happy with that guy.
Did you see that guy? Yeah, I called him.
I thought it was hilarious myself.
I think I called him a shrimp dick asshole.
I don't know about that, but it's funny because the funniest thing about the whole show is that we were on with Amazon Eve, who is a transsexual, and yet he was fixated whether I was a transsexual. So very strange. But keep watching. Keep listening. The real FU, please.
Yes.
Rate, review, subscribe.
No publicity is bad publicity.
Yes. apparently he had nothing bad to say about Hannah, which nobody does. And before we get started, who would sponsor this fucking show? But no, Audible does. Audible, go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Once again, audibletrial.com/DMS. You get a free book. You can get whatever you want. Comedy, BDSM, they got everything.
They got everything. Beauty, kink, whatever you want.
Oh, no, they got so many how-to manuals on BDSM.
Audible subscriber.
So you've gotten some kink and some smut on Audible?
Actually, that's my boring side. I listen to a lot of history.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, that's not boring. That's pretty awesome. I do that, too.
No.
Like, really ethereal, weird stuff. Like, right now I'm listening to The Unbearable Lightness of Being.
Yes.
Which I hadn't read since college.
Well, that's a little kinky.
Yeah, but it's...
I mean, for you, that's vanilla, but for, you know...
Yeah, I wouldn't call it kinky. Apparently. It's got some sex in it, but it's a very heady read.
Yes. Well, that's what Hannah likes. She likes erotica with
the
story.
I like erotica, and they were making fun of me because I like Caligula.
She actually thinks Caligula is
I like that movie.
That's
the old one?
Yeah.
I love
that.
Thank
you,
That's classy porn, so, yeah, that's got a story.
That's Helen Mirren.
That's Palomarinese.
Yeah. That's kind of like my. That's one of the ways I got my name, Kinky Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll talk about that. But if you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, you get a free book, free 30-day trial. That'll be enough for anybody. You also get two Audible originals. They got everything from Lewis Black has a series. Stephen Fry has an Audible original about the debauchery in England. They have a continuation of the Alien saga with Rutger Hauer doing one of the voices. Sci-fi novels narrated by John Waters or Zachary Quinto. They got everything. Just go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Listen to audiobooks. I was just on the road. I did that myself. And if you're in L.A. and you're in a mood for vegan food, which we always are, Do Me Some Cooking, 1253 Vine Street. We've never taken you to Do Me Some Cooking.
Babe, we need to go to Do Me's.
We need to go to Do Me's. The best vegan food you ever had. They got shrimp po' boys. You're from New Orleans?
Yes.
Vegan shrimp po' boys, just like the real thing.
How do you make a fake shrimp?
I don't know how, but he does it. He's got everything. He's pulled pork, chicken parmesan. They've got everything. They've got deep fried Oreos. They've got the flautas, the biggest flautas I ever had. I had a carne asada burrito last time. It's fantastic. 1253 Vine Street, if you're in Hollywood. If you're in Culver City, they have two new restaurants, I believe.
They have one in City Terrace, one in Culver City, and one in Toronto.
Toronto, Canada.
And try the vegan carrot cake. It's amazing.
Yes, because the meat carrot cake is horrible. But try the vegan carrot cake. Yes, the carrot cake with the meat I'm not into.
What kind of meat carrot cake are you eating, Mark?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But, yeah, let me turn this around. Hold on. Ooh, there we go. Ooh. Now, you're all decked out. That's you. Sorry, I got you on camera for a second. Oh, here we go.
Look at me.
Now you really wanted to do this. You wanted to dom somebody. Now, were you a professional dom one time?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, tell us about this because all your stories are great. Your story about Eddie Murphy was fantastic. Your story about River Phoenix was fantastic. Even Maniac Cop stories and stories about Frank Burns, fantastic. Did you have any celebrity clients?
I had many celebrity clients, but none that were into the DNS thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have any famous ones that were into that.
Now, how did you get into the DNS thing? Or BDSM, honestly, or S&M, or whatever people call it?
I like both, but DNS is the foundation to me.
And then domination and submission, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like the base foundation for me personally.
Yeah.
And then you build from there into likes, dislikes, limits, and all of those other good things.
And what are your likes and dislikes?
My personal likes. And it depends.
I see the smile. That's what I want to hear about.
Yeah, it depends on if I'm the dom or if I'm the submissive.
Oh, so you like it both. You're a switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got into it because I had a boyfriend when I was 18.
Yeah.
And he was into it. He was a dom.
Yeah.
And so he convinced me to play around. And when done properly, it was an extremely fun time.
How much older was he than you?
He was about 8 years older than me.
Okay.
Yeah. And
this is in New Orleans, or were you already
in New Orleans?
Okay.
And it got me, that was right before I came out here, though. And then when I came out here, there was no shortage of clients.
Well, I'm sure.
For that. So, yeah, that's how I got into it. And then, honestly, the submissive clients were my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think you're naturally dom?
I think I'm naturally capable of both.
Okay. Honestly. So you're naturally a switch.
Yeah.
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 Okay, but you really enjoy.
Oh, I enjoy doming. Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. I'm trying to get the, because I never hit the fetish scene when I was in New Orleans. So I was only there for a little bit, but apparently there's where would you go for something like that besides your boyfriend's house, which I didn't go to?
Yeah. Usually it was either people contacting me from the ads that we ran in the Gambit, which you might remember when you were there.
Yeah,
it's a big local paper there, and in the back section they had it for body rubs, but my ad always said, go see the rest, then come try the best TS, and don't forget to ask me about my stimulating specialties.
Oh, really?
And
what was one of your stimulating specialties?
That was the thing. When they would ask about my stimulating specialties, it was fantasy play.
Okay.
So if you have a fantasy, you needed to discuss it with me, and then from there, we take it. And if I'm comfortable with it, you know, I mean, I had one guy who wanted to bring over his pet water moccasin that he had defanged, and he wanted me to watch him make the snake swallow his dick.
Wow.
And that's New Orleans for you.
I told the guy over the phone, if you show up at my door with a fucking water moccasin, I swear to God, I will kill you and the snake. So,
wow.
Yeah. I got my fair share of just freaks.
Because that seems like an activity he could do by himself. I don't understand what he needs you for.
Oh, he did do it by himself.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But he wanted me to watch.
Oh, he wanted you to watch. Okay.
Yeah, he wanted somebody to watch.
So then, like, he would have, like, a big snake dick.
Yeah, well.
I think that was the whole. I think that's the whole idea. I'm trying to figure out the kink.
I never saw it. He said it felt amazing when the snake's muscles and its throat were. Anyway, yeah, it's gross.
Yeah,
that one to me is gross. And
right, and who knows what he did with the tail?
Yeah,
yeah. Also like
I'm right. trying to figure that out.
Well, I tell you what, I had one that was a Russian mobster, and he lived.
Oh,
up,
yeah.
He lived up in the Hollywood Hills, and he had these two giant German shepherds, and they were both males.
Did he want them to swallow his dick or?
No. Okay. What he would do is he would pick me up, and mm-hmm. we would go cruise around where the genetically born, and you know the cis mm-hmm. girls.
Yeah.
Where they were, and he would pay he would usually pick up a Latina
mm-hmm.
and pay her about $75 to let both dogs fuck her. Meanwhile, he was paying me like $2,000 or $3,000
to watch,
wow.
to sit back with him and party on coke and watch. And so I did, but it was disgusting to me.
Good thing you
watch.
Had the coke.
Yeah, the coke definitely.
Coke helps, yeah.
The coke helped in that situation.
Okay.
But he liked that I laughed at him and made fun of him, which was one of the things that Freaky Jesus and I talked about. Wait, it's Freaky Jesus.
Kinky Jesus.
I like Freaky Jesus anyway.
Freaky Jesus is good too, but that's probably
Steven.
Taken.
Steven, yeah.
Did you have a scene name?
No. Actually, I used my ad name Celeste.
Celeste, okay. Like the frozen pizza.
Well, not really.
Okay.
I have an auntie Celeste.
More a girl I went to school with, and I just loved her name, so I'm sure she would really appreciate that.
Right. Now, Hannah, how freaky do you get? How into the S&M scene do you get? Because you know me, I'm a dilettante. I go to fetish clubs.
Definitely not vanilla in the bedroom, especially if I'm with somebody.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I guess like I'm more into when it comes to sex. Actually, I have to connect with somebody, and you have to listen to the way they. It's kind of like sign language with their body. So it just mm-hmm. kind of depends on the person.
Right. So. Which is good because I'm usually blind in that type of situation. But I mean, how like you know, choking, spanking, what kind of stuff are you getting into? Are you dom? Are you a somb?
I guess I'm kind of a switch. Like I like the spanking if I'm on top, like things like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
good. Do you whip a guy? Do you choke a guy?
I don't choke a guy. I've never whipped a guy, so I guess
you're going to.
I guess it's my first night.
We know you use the nails.
I do use the nails. I use the nails kind of like right down their body. And, yeah. You know, things like that.
Draw blood?
I don't draw blood, but I've actually given an ex some scars in his inner thighs. As you're going down on him, he wanted me to like take my thighs and actually broke a couple nails and just scratch as I'm doing
okay.
it.
Okay.
So.
All right.
That
was
pretty kinky.
Okay. Well, it's not as kinky as, you know. A snake on the dick, but
or getting your balls nailed to a board.
Yeah. That's
don't
true.
Give away the surprise.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Get that motherfucking steak off my motherfucking dick.
I wish you had brought the stuff.
Yes,
Mark. What about you? How kinky do you get?
You know, that's the thing because a lot of people think because of the show, because I'm in the scene, because I know you know the people that I know. We've had them on the show. We've mm-hmm. had Mr. Cyan. We've had Orpheus. Yeah, yes. she's great. You probably know her. We have so many mutual friends,
yeah.
and you look fairly familiar. So we're going to talk about that in a second. But
well, I've been stalking you.
I think that's what's going on.
By the way, you have aphids.
I have what?
Aphids.
What's aphids?
No one ever gets that joke. I should stop.
I get it.
Because I was hanging out in your bushes, and aphids are a pest that affects rose bushes.
Okay.
Only a stalker would know if you have aphids.
Yeah, I don't
it's
have
a
it.
Stupid joke. I tell it repeatedly, and no one ever.
Jamie likes it.
I got a bush joke for you later.
There's nothing funny about bush.
Well,
really? Really?
Because deadly serious.
No, well, no, we'll no. Because now, do you like a shaved bush or do you like a?
Think that one of the greatest things to come out of the '90s was the shaved bush.
Really? Because I prefer unshaved because I'm so inexperienced. I need a target, but
well,
you know, whatever.
I remember growing up,
and that's why there is something funny about bush. There you go.
Yeah, I remember growing up in the '80s with all this Massey defiance, and it was just like a jungle down there. And then all of a sudden. mid-90s came around, it's like,
okay, shit. Well, hey, everybody's into their, what they're into, so.
But, you know, I'm not picky.
So if somebody has a landing strip.
I am picky, but not like that.
If somebody has a landing strip, you're okay, but if it's like.
Yeah, no.
If it's like, because I used to go out with a woman in a foreign country, and it was like, in the lips and stuff. It was pretty. You had to get a shot to get through it, but it was fine.
Do you have to pick your teeth after, or what?
But anyway, you were asking me how kinky I am. Honestly, I'm probably not as kinky as a lot of people think. Because I'm around kink. I like it. I'm intrigued by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the opportunity to date people in the scene, dominatrixes, about three of them. And I did not. Even though I was attracted to them, they were attracted to me. Because I knew if I went in, I'd never get out.
Right.
Yeah. And to me, it's the icing on the cake. It's fun. But it's not the cake.
Right.
I know a lot of people that it's the cake. Is it the cake for you, Stephen?
I'm pretty disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I don't call it disgusting.
Disgusting as a term of endearment.
We have no judgment here.
Delightfully disgusting.
But like disgusting as in like wet work, things like that.
As in what?
Wet work.
Oh, you mean golden showers?
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah. Okay.
Really? Okay. All right.
Love getting
Have you done that?
No.
Okay.
I've never minded giving them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we can't do that today in the studio. Golden showers, no brown showers, no showers.
Now, if JGSD was here, that'd be a different story.
No, it would not be a different story. There's no showers tonight. No.
Yeah.
Plus, next time we'll bring the newspaper, but we can't do it right now. So.
Yeah. Plus, I don't know you well enough.
That's nice to know. Oh, really? So you got to know somebody to.
Yeah, you got to inspire golden showers.
How do you inspire a golden shower?
It's very intimate.
How do you inspire it?
Well, and it's something that's it. You know, I have.
Well,
some,
this was fine. Just giving them a big gulp and a cup of coffee.
I have some play partners that I'm very close with. It's a very intimate exchange rather than some other kinds of play. But yeah, I mean, I like things kind of extreme.
Yeah.
The way I got my moniker, Kinky Jesus.
Kinky Jesus.
Yeah, I do a lot of live BDSM stage shows.
Yeah.
And
I might have seen you at one or two of them.
You might have. Okay, there's one that the audience just eats up where a dom. I've been mainly doing this with Porcelain Midnight. She's out of San Diego. She's one of my dearest, sweetest friends.
Right, right.
She puts my balls on a sawhorse and nails my balls to the sawhorse.
Oh, yeah.
I got robbed. I don't get to do that.
It's pretty involved. I mean, it's a big sawhorse, and I get to soak the nails in betadine for a while. I mean, you got to be safe about it. You can't be crazy.
And what's what is the turn on for you? Do you get a hard on when that happens?
I've actually jerked off in front of a crowd of like 100 people with my balls nailed to the sawhorse and shot a load.
Wow.
Look at you.
Give him a hand. That's pretty impressive.
Right. Yeah.
Unless my dick is actually nailed down, too,
which happens, I'm sure.
Makes it impossible.
Oh.
The only person that's nailed my dick down is Sybil Troy. She's a very close friend of mine.
All right.
And I say this in the most loving, delightful way.
Right.
She is a sick fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you get into this? I mean, you don't start with nailing your dick to a sawhorse.
No. I was kinky from the first moment I saw one of those little BDSM cartoons in Penthouse.
Yeah.
And I was married for 6 years, and I had a kinky
marriage.
That'll do it. Well, no, my sex life and my marriage is pretty good while it lasted.
Okay.
But then when my wife left me, I went out into the public scene, started going to parties, and started to get to know people. And I thought I was adventurous before, but oh my fuck.
Yeah, how adventurous did you get with the wife?
Pretty adventurous. I mean, you know, she was pretty kinky too. It wasn't like I was trying to get her to.
And you were a sub, and we've always been.
Well, the thing is, that was maybe part of the problem was she was more submissive.
Oh, okay.
And so, I don't consider myself submissive. I'm more of a bottom. I call myself a hold my beer bottom. Like, that can't be done. Oh, really? Hold my beer.
Oh, okay.
So that kind of thing. I'm not the kind of sub that gets a call at 2 a.m. and drives across town to bring a dom a Dixie cup full of water.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't do that.
All right.
But I just like doing crazy shit.
Right.
I love the spectacle. I'm a total attention whore.
Okay.
Love people going, oh my God, I can't believe he did that.
So it's not necessarily that you're bowing down to them or submitting to them. It's that you're showing what. It's about you too.
Well,
You're not yeah. giving away your power. You're actually
No, you are. It's sort of, you know, and it's not like a bright line either. It's yeah. like for me, I think going overboard with a submission thing
yeah.
can be, you know, a little bit I'm not passing judgment on other people.
Exactly.
But for me, I just feel a little silly doing that.
Okay.
For me, it's just a very weird, intense way to have a sexual experience.
Right.
And a way to, like, impress crowds.
Right, right.
I'm a total exhibitionist. In fact, right. I have another moniker.
Now, can you perform without your balls nailed to a board? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I've had vanilla relationships.
Okay.
And vanilla sex.
And how does that go?
I haven't had a vanilla relationship since before my marriage. I've had my last girlfriend and the one before that were both pro-doms.
Sure.
And then the one before that was an interesting little anecdote. I was dating a lifestyle dom.
Okay.
And
what's the difference for our audience?
A lifestyle dom does it only in her personal life.
Right.
And a professional dom gets paid.
Right.
And I was dating a lifestyle dom. We did some BDSM scenes, and that's why I like to date pro doms, because they're really fucking good at it.
Yeah.
And they go definitely up 1,000 notches.
Sure.
So she was.
Plus, you're getting it for free.
I don't like to say for free.
Yeah.
Because it makes it feel like I'm getting away with something.
Right.
It's a mutual exchange. Somebody wants to. I only play with people that want to play with me.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like I'm getting the goods for free.
Right.
It's not like. I mean, it's like if a regular vanilla sex worker. She has a relationship with someone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A lot of them are married. Their sex workers' husbands are not getting sex for free.
Right.
They're getting sex.
Right.
So that's the way I see it. I'm dating a pro dom. So I was dating this lifestyle dom, and the BDSM was good, but it wasn't like super intense. And then we were going to have sex for the first time, and she stops me and she says, I'm not going to mention her name. She's very private. Yeah. I'm going to use fake names. Okay. So. She had her dom name was, let's say, Wanda. It wasn't her dom name.
Right.
But let's say Wanda. And her real name was, let's say, Jane.
Sure.
Okay? Not her name. Right. But we're about to fuck, and she stops me, and she says, okay, I don't ever have sex with my submissives, with my bottoms.
Right.
So you need to decide right now, are you going to date Wanda, or are you going to date Jane?
Okay.
And I said, okay, I pick Jane.
All right.
And we had amazing sex for a while.
Okay.
But we never did another BDSM scene ever again.
Okay.
We fucked like porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great, but we never did another BDSM
scene. Was she domineering? Like, was she always the one initiating? Was she on top all the time?
No, actually, you know, and it's funny, because when I'm doing vanilla sex,
right.
I'm not talking about, like, wear a kilt and call me daddy, but I tend to get a little dominant when I'm having...
Okay.
In the bedroom when there's no BDSM involved.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I tend to be a little lead-taking there.
Okay.
But, like, when I'm in the dungeon or party or on stage, I'm a pure bottom. You can just fuck with me like I'm a rented mule.
Okay. Well, that's going
to
happen.
Good.
Well, yeah.
I want to know, how do you feel about, like, dirty talk and being talked down to and humiliated? Do you like that?
You know what? Humiliation is so complex.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer, and I'm going to explain it. The answer is yes and no. I took an amazing class by a woman named Fetish Diva Midori. She just goes by Midori. She's a BDSM and sex educator.
Mm-hmm.
And she really kind of set it out really clearly. And there's a difference between humiliation that attacks your core values versus humiliation that elevates your core values.
Okay.
The common thing is, humiliation is based on norm violations.
Right.
You know, like walking around like a dog or things like that. Mm-hmm. So humiliation can be a real turn on, and it is for me, but not when it invades my core values, like things that I either really value about myself or things that I'm actually insecure about. Like, you don't want to get into scene with me and call me stupid or call me ugly or bald or fat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things that, you know, like, or say I have a small dick. Like, most of the guys that are into small dick humiliation
mm-hmm.
are hung like mules.
Right.
They're huge cocks. I'm on the small side of average. So, like, telling me I have a useless small dick, that's going to make me feel bad. It's not going to make me feel good and excited. That's going to make me feel bad. Right. But if you walk me around like a dog, I know I'm not a dog.
Right.
You know?
So it keeps it with the fantasy.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it makes me feel like I'm violating a norm. There's a taboo there. And there's that titillation of being in an awkward situation, but I know that I'm still a good person. I'm still valuable. I'm still I'm still liked and adored by the person who's humiliating me.
Right.
Okay.
So humiliation, you could do more damage with verbal humiliation than you can with a 10-foot bullwhip.
I don't
get that.
You know, those welts will heal, but the emotional scars.
Do you have any experience with that?
Oh, lots. We talked about it on Sunday when we spoke about doing this.
Right.
And
well, first off, we got the right guy. He's got some great stories.
Yeah, he does.
He's very knowledgeable.
No, we did.
Thank you.
I just did, like, I had an idea of going in a direction that he wasn't comfortable with.
Right.
And I kind of feel, from my side of it, I've always felt like the submissives have a certain level of control in the situation as far as not the actual acts, but as far as setting the limits and the boundaries and what they're comfortable with and what they like and what they don't, all of that gives them a great deal of power. It's just that they relinquish it once the session begins.
Right.
You know, and I just realized that I liked it and I was good at it.
Right. Well, what's the craziest thing that you made one of your subs do? You gotta tell me what you're thinking of right now.
It's disgusting.
We want to hear it. Come on.
It's really
disgusting. This guy nails his balls to it.
Yeah, but this involves scat.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So I had this one, and it was me and my best friend Terry before she got killed, and we pulled a double. So we were both supposed to dominate this one man. And
it wasn't Eddie Murphy, was it?
No, that wasn't Eddie Murphy. Although she's the one that convinced Eddie Murphy to move
I know. That's why I asked.
That's the same best friend. Yeah. So we're pulling a double with the guy, and
define pulling a double.
Pulling a double is when you're two professional sex workers, and it's two of you on one client. That's pulling a double.
Okay.
And so we were both with him. And we were dominating him, and I got the idea to fuck him with a rawhide chew toy.
And as you do.
Yeah. And so I took a condom, and I slipped it over the rawhide chew toy.
Well, that was nice of you.
Toy.
Sure.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to tear him up inside with the rawhide.
I was
going to
say, yeah, those get rough.
Because it was one of those.
Now, was it already chewed on? Or?
Oh, it was one of those really hard rawhide, kind of rough-edged ones. So I put the condom on it to try to, you know, soften it a little. Not too much, but a little. And so I'm fucking him, and she's up there, like, dominating him at the top half, and I've got the bottom half. And the next thing you know, there's a ceiling fan above us, and the light fucking, the globe falls and shatters, like, everywhere. And we have him blindfolded.
Oh, my
and
God.
He starts hopping around, like, what happened? What happened? And I'm like, dude, you better lay still or you are going to be sliced and diced six ways to Sunday.
Sure.
And I'm not playing with you, you know. And then so I pulled the rawhide chew toy out of his ass, and this was
very
the
carefully.
Worst part. No, not carefully. I yanked it out. I did. I yanked it out. You know, in for a penny, in for a yank.
Yes.
yeah, right. So I yanked it out, and there was a little mess on the condom. And since he was blindfolded, I was like, you know what? You have been so bad today that I'm about to make you do something you are not going to like. I said, open your mouth wide. And he said, what are you going to do? I said, just fucking open your mouth like you were told. And he did, and dropped it right in his mouth. Sure did.
Did he chew it?
He started to chew on it, and then, like, this look, well, from what I could see of his face, but this look came over the bottom half of his face, and he got really pissed off, like he wasn't going to pay us for it. And I said, oh, no, 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 no. So while he was still tied up, Terry went to the kitchen and got a steak knife and came back to the bedroom and told him, you don't get to get untied. Until, because he said the money's in his car. So we said, okay, you're not being untied until you pay us. So we're going to walk right on out to that car. And we made him in his underwear, handcuffed and tied up and the whole bit, and walked him out to his car, got the money out of his briefcase in the trunk. And
nice.
that took nice. Care of that. But
wow.
That was the most disgusting one.
That's
I did.
Pretty disgusting.
You should work for a collection agency.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's his fault. He didn't clean out before butt stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, you gotta do the enema, the whole thing.
Exactly.
Now, tell us about the nails.
The nails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hannah's jealous.
I am.
I ordered these nails on the internet through a website that I happen to love for shopping.
Yeah.
And when I saw them, they reminded me of the perfect Freddy Krueger, this sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just had this sort of situation in my mind when I saw them and picked them.
Yes.
But I didn't know that the opportunity would necessarily present itself, and then it did. So
you know us. So, anyway, I think...
Thanks to Kinky Jesus.
Yeah, I think thank Kinky Jesus. I think if we're ready, because it's about a half hour, I can't believe how fast this goes. Let's start playing a little bit,
okay.
And then I'll probably stop about 10 minutes before, and we'll talk about what you guys thought about what's going on, if that's all right.
That's fine.
You all right with that, Steve?
I'm down to China.
Kinky Jesus? Okay, let's...
And for the record, I've never, ever, like really whipped anybody or slapped anybody, so I'm right. in training right now.
Well, you got to get up early. If you're hitting me in the ass, mm-hmm. you got to get up pretty early in the morning to hurt me.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now. Remember you said that.
I always have a very gentle touch anyway.
My back is a lot more vulnerable.
When you're spanking a guy, you have a gentle touch?
I don't spank guys. They spank me.
Yeah, but you have spanked a guy, I'm sure.
No, I use my claws. I claw them up.
Barehanded spanking is
I love her so much.
Hold on. Barehanded spanking is what?
It's one of the most intimate types of play.
Sure.
Yeah, because instead of using an implement, you're skin to skin. There's human contact.
Right.
So it's very intimate.
Right.
So, like, you could be a lot more casual about getting whacked with a paddle or something, but mm-hmm. there's a connection there, like, instantly when you're,
right.
when you're spanking. Because once in a blue moon, I will top.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things to do as a top is barehanded spanking.
Right. Seems like everybody does, like, even Dom's, like, once in a while will sub just to see what it's like or for training purposes.
Well, when I top, there's a term called service top.
Okay.
Which is a top that is not topping to really be dominant. They're doing it for the pleasure
right.
of the bottom. So, like, you're basically everybody knows what topping from the bottom is. It's more like bottoming from the top.
Okay.
You're doing what your bottom
Hannah
wants
doesn't know what
bottom
from the topping is.
I'm learning.
Topping from the bottom is a bad thing. That's when the submissive or the bottom starts giving orders. Oh, I want you to do this. I want you to make me do that. And it takes away from the dominance dynamic.
Gotcha.
But bottoming from the top is more like service topping, where you're the one giving out the spanking or the whatever
right.
it is, but you're doing it in a way that is totally deferential to the bottom.
So
it's for her pleasure.
Gotcha.
You know.
So you're like, does that candle wax feel okay? Does that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I meant to bring a candle.
Am I whipping you hard enough? Do you like it harder? That type of thing?
That's pretty close to what it's like when your service top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you know. Anyway, we're gonna do a little shuffle here.
Right.
We got kind of a little, I think this used to be like where cameras were or something.
Mark got his...
I got my ass spanked over here, so we're going to do... We had a lot more room in our old studio, but I'm gonna get out of here, have the two of you go over here, and figure this out, okay?
Oh, she's my assistant.
Okay.
My assistant.
Let me get out of your way, and Hannah, talk for a little bit.
You want me to talk?
Well, somebody's got to talk. I mean, somebody's listening to this on iTunes. I'm going to take this table
guys.
Out of the way.
You guys are listening to me now.
And Steven, you go over here.
Okay.
All right, so in the studio, we have kind of like what would be a pull-up bar, and we're having Kinky Jesus approach
Kinky
it.
Kinky Jesus.
Kinky Jesus approaching his mistress, Jamie.
Hi, Kinky Jesus.
Hello.
Okay.
How are you this evening?
I'm excited.
Yeah, don't... And yes, I
know they're little tiny little nipples, tiny little man nipples.
Well, I guess that's the way they're supposed to be now, aren't they?
Yeah, unless they get played with too much, then they start to stick out.
Mm, yeah, that's what happened to mine.
I'm saving them for my golden years.
Are you? I should have brought clamps.
forgot to tell you, I'm a bit of a snarky sub.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should drop to your knees for being snarky.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. The snarkiness is a little too much for me.
Now fucking apologize.
I'm sorry, mistress.
Why were you snarky?
I am what I am.
You are what you are. Aw, isn't that cute? Well, just because you are what you are, I am what I am. And Hannah is what she is.
Okay.
So, let me see inside of here a little bit. Wow, there we go.
I believe she's pinching his nipple little. Right now for people listening.
They're not that little, are they? You got enough for mistress to pinch, don't you?
Yes, mistress.
Mm-hmm. Do you like that?
If it pleases you.
Yeah. Obviously, it fucking pleases me. Let's see this other one. Ooh, tender. Those nail rings help, don't they? Oh, but you can take it, remember?
Yeah,
you're a good boy. So, you like that?
If it makes you happy.
If it makes me happy. There goes that snarky shit again, huh?
I'm a bit of a brat.
Get down and kiss my fucking boot. That's more like it. Kiss it again. Now I want you to slowly kiss up my leg to my thigh. You come any higher and I'll slap the fuck out of you. There you go. Good boy. Good.
Knows how to take direction.
Boy, kinky Jesus. You can take direction. Stay right there. Yeah. Like that?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna be my little pet tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You are, huh? You know what? I've got a leash for you, but it's a belt, so you'll just have to deal with a choker chain. Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now get back up on your fucking knees. I said your knees. See? When I say something, pay attention. Follow my orders. Do you understand?
Yes, mistress.
Okay. If I get snarkiness out of you, I might cause tears. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You like being handled?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I know this got your fucking attention. Oh, yeah. That got your fucking attention, didn't it? Come here, bring it up to me. Don't fucking hide it. There you go. Let's get some pinching going. Caught it with the tips of the nails. Using them like pinchers. That works, doesn't it?
Hannah, you gotta get these nails.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking works, doesn't it? You wanna be my good pet, huh, kinky Jesus? Mm-hmm. You gonna make an atheist tell Jesus what to do?
I'm an atheist too.
Really? Yeah, well, you can take a choke, right?
Uh-huh.
Good. If you can take a joke, you can take a choke.
You're a poet and you didn't know it.
Really?
Snarky.
Oh, there we go with the snarky shit again. So you get 10 lashes for that when we get out into the bigger area.
Okay.
You got me?
I got you.
Okay. You okay to breathe?
Uh-huh.
Feeling any dizziness?
Uh-uh. Not more than normal.
Not more than normal, huh?
Snarky.
How about now? Is that better?
Well, from where I stand, it's great.
Oh, from where you stand, it's great, huh? I see.
Oh!
I didn't give you permission to say that, did I?
No, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Okay. Uh-huh. Do something without permission. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Ow.
They're sharp, aren't they?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your whip.
Yes, they are. And yes, my wit is. Look at you. You're a good piece of beef for using. Get down there and smell the 70s fro. Go ahead, smell you some 70s fro. Oh, it smells like the 90s.
Oh, he's getting snarky.
Thousands. Yeah. Very snarky.
No.
You know what, Hannah?
Yes.
Come here and slap the shit out of him so I don't break one of my nails.
See, now I'm wondering if it's just, oh, wow.
Oh, no, that's not a slap. Come on now.
It's Hannah. She's never slapped.
There you go. That's better. Not the other slap. There you go.
You got to even it out.
Even it out, so I have to do another one?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Jeez, now I don't know if you're 70s or 90s down there. I think it's probably 80s, like a Hitler mustache kind of thing, right?
It's 2019.
Okay.
Mark, are you getting snarky?
I'm not in this. I'm not in the scene.
No, I've got the landing strip.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. The landing strip, okay.
Landing strip works. See, I need room to, where's the handcuffs?
Off. Yeah.
Handcuffs
now,
are coming out.
To be a good
real handcuffs, not those.
Do you want me
you
to help
the
you
sex
with that?
Store?
No, these are
legit
police handcuffs. The key's in there, Hannah. By the way, so. Right.
And Mark, how did you acquire these?
That's an odd story. Actually, my dad had them, and he my dad sells antiques, collectibles, and weapons and things, and it's in the thing. So, I think he knows how to do it. But so he had those, and I was like, "Hey, can I grab those?" And he's like, "Sure."
You might actually earn some bonus points.
So they're legit. They're.
You don't have to be so nice.
Actually, you know what? Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I've never.
They should be able to pop around.
Yeah, these are police handcuffs. These aren't like.
There we go.
Yeah, these aren't. They should be a release, but
they both
I think
should
there is.
Spin all the way around.
Right. There you go.
Ooh.
Ooh, broke them.
I got it, babe. It's right behind you.
Okay. Sorry, Dad.
Got it. It'll go back on.
Anyway, so. I'm sorry that that interrupted the trance that everybody was in. Oh, yeah.
Somehow we'll recover.
Okay. Oh, so it was.
It's okay. I just bent over in a miniskirt just to pick up one of her nails.
Yeah, no, trust me. That did not escape me.
I like Hannah bending over behind
me.
I'll
bet
ass.
You do. You think Hannah has a future possibly doing this?
I think that Hannah could be a beautiful assistant. Give me your hand.
Aw, thank you.
Other one. Come on.
Now we got Kinky Jesus on his knees as Mistress Jamie is handcuffing him.
Yeah, he's handcuffing pretty tight, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's worse than when I got arrested.
That's what you get for being snarky.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I'll bring the fuzzy cuffs next time. I think these are might be a little much. There you go. Okay.
There
we go. He's all cuffed.
Uh-huh. Are those tight?
Yes.
Are they uncomfortably tight?
Yes.
Good. They're supposed to be, aren't they?
Yes.
You wanted them that way, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Did you want them that way?
Good.
They're supposed
Dom's
to
choice.
Dom's choice. I see.
They are pretty tight.
Are they?
Yeah.
Like cutting off your circulation bad tight.
Yeah.
Oh,
on
where's
on
the little
left.
Key?
Oh, do you need the little key?
Yeah, could you loosen him?
Oh, I see.
My beautiful assistant, Hannah. Is taking a moment with my good pet, Kinky Jesus,
yes.
Stephen. And she's going to loosen his cuffs because...
They're too tight for him.
Stephen couldn't handle what I'm dishing out.
I guess not.
No, not the well-known sub of Los Angeles.
Kinky Jesus, who had his testicles stapled to a sawhorse.
Right?
Nails.
I'm not even
nails.
Nailing your balls to anything. It's a pair of
not
handcuffs.
Yet. Not yet.
Yep.
Okay. See, she's being nice to you.
That's very nice. Look at how loose.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, so you
have
to do
both.
Yes, Hannah, you are
no,
a sub.
The right side is fine.
She is
a
total
you're okay
sub.
The way it is.
So are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable?
Are you comfortable?
I like my torture to be very comfortable.
So you're too nice to be a dom, Hannah.
Can somebody turn the air up a little bit?
No, that's part of the torture. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust me.
The left side was getting kind of like blue pinkies.
Right. Blue pinkies. We deal with this torture every week. Don't worry about it. But so.
My torture is the 405.
Can I have that, please?
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Okay. Now you're.
We're going to make this.
Yeah, that's a belt.
A collar.
Now we're making that a collar.
This is your collar. Get down. Get down. Uh-huh. You can't bend more than that?
No.
Oh, why not?
Because I'm old and decrepit.
You want to
be kind of snarky,
sorry,
too.
Don't make me tighten it too much. Now, why can't you bend over more? What happens if you fall?
I will fall and smash my face.
Aw, that would be a shame, wouldn't it? We wouldn't want that.
Nope.
Well, I don't understand. What's wrong? You can't keep your balance?
Nope.
Oh, well, that seems like a real problem for you.
Kinky Jesus is turning a shade of red I've never seen.
Kinky Jesus
I've seen
needs
it.
To bend forward till he fucking falls.
I think Brent's seen it, too.
Come on, Kinky Jesus.
I know Jamie's seen it.
Fall at my atheist feet,
oh, yikes.
Kinky Jesus. There we
Jesus
go.
On the floor.
Come on, Steve.
Thank you, Jesus, on the floor.
There's a good little bitch.
Uh-oh, here
right?
we go.
Come on, ooh. Now.
My
now the
Jesus.
Spankings.
Oh, jeez. The nails are.
That's all right.
It's all right.
Doesn't mean it's over. You just stay still for a minute. But they won't come off like this, will they?
Wow, you're actually punching him in the buns.
Not one will.
Yeah, in the That's buttocks. Okay.
Does that hurt?
It feels good.
Oh, it feels good.
Yeah.
Now, should you strap him on the ass as he's being choked?
Now, Hannah's got suggestions.
I've got the bullet belt, if
How
you'd
about
like to
that?
Use it.
Oh, wow. It's
you
a belt.
Like that?
Knock yourself out.
Very snarky.
Ooh. Yeah, knock yourself
out.
Oh, wow, he's laughing.
You're going to get knocked out.
You want me to knock myself out, huh?
Oh.
How was that one?
I hit my legs.
Oh.
Oh.
Did I aim better on that one? A little too high? I'll aim more for the middle. Don't worry. I got you covered, darling.
Oh,
that felt like it hit your hip. That must sting.
Did you mean it to hit his hip?
Yes.
Okay.
Now he's completely on the ground, helpless, handcuffed, whipped, and choked.
Mm-hmm. Turn over more. Don't look at you breaking out of
clothes.
Uh-huh. Thought you said I couldn't hurt you.
I didn't know about your spectacular ability.
You didn't? Wow.
That sounds very sincere, too.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I wasn't going to play with you. Breaking you down?
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong? That one's getting that ass good and red, isn't it? You gonna calm down a second? You wanna calm down a second?
I'm good.
Oh,
you're good.
Ooh. I see. I don't wanna hit you.
I could feel that one go right through my body.
Still good? Get up. Get up, Steven. I didn't give you fucking permission to lay down. Did I give you permission to fucking do that? Did I?
No.
No what?
No mistress.
Fucking better. And in the future, when I say something, you answer fucking correctly without that goddamn smart-ass mouth of yours. Do you understand?
Yes, mistress.
Good job. But you can take it. I can't hurt you, remember? I'm just a meager little girl.
I think he still thinks of you as a comedian, not a dom.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I am
a comedian. That's why he's cracking jokes.
By the way, I'm also the daughter of Satan.
Now, did you do this to Maniac Cop?
As a matter of fact, I did.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
Back. I did.
Okay.
Get your fucking ass up here. One. Two. This is for the smart ass show earlier. Three. Count them out loud from here.
Four. Five. Six. Seven.
Eight. Nine. Ten. And you know what?
One for good luck.
One for good luck. Look at you. You're such a sadist. I think, unless you have a big finale, I think that's going to have to do.
Yeah, that's going to have to.
And mind you guys, that was a bullet belt he got beat with.
Get the fuck out, Kinky Steve.
Kinky Jesus.
Woo!
Kinky Jesus, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Look at you. we're gonna talk about what you both. How? Look at that. Now that's.
That was no picnic.
What was that?
A bullet belt.
It was a bullet belt.
It wasn't like
a bellet.
Sure, it was this thing.
Sure, it wasn't like an auto part or something.
Woo! Actually, a bullet fell out.
Holy cow! No wonder I was squirming like a bitch.
Doesn't fit me anymore.
Wow, that's beautiful.
It fits him.
Yeah. Oh look, a bullet fell out. Actually, you got him so good. Look at this.
Yeah, there are bullets flying all over the place.
Never break a Dom's toy, by the way. It's always the sub's fault.
I know. That is your fault.
It is your fault.
It is your fault. Now, what are you going to do? What's going to happen now that you...
No. Well, we're going to talk is what's going to happen. So, let me...
Okay,
you
want to free me?
Oh.
Here's the key?
Yes. Decent handcuffs, right, Steve? You thought I was going to bring like some fuzzy cuffs from the hustler store. No.
And then we still have you need to get the belt from around your neck. I can take that off for you if you'd like.
Carol, please. Let him do it himself.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, now that was something. That was pretty intense. Except for the nails kept flying off.
That's okay.
All right. So let's give everybody a second to
breathe. You want to take a drink of water there, Kinky Jesus?
I'm going to have your coffee.
You need your wine.
Nice coffee.
Hannah, what did you think? How was your first dominating experience?
I think I love Jamie so much, and I felt so comfortable with her, so I wasn't uncomfortable at all.
Well, good.
So it was actually a fun experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see yourself doing that a little bit more?
No, because I think I'm more, unfortunately, of a nurturer.
Privately?
No, I mean, maybe some light spanking and some fun things, but not as hardcore, just because I am nurturing.
Right.
It's
fun.
Unfortunately. So, Jamie, but if I didn't like the person, maybe. Right.
So, Jamie, what was the last time you worked somebody over like that?
Over 16 years ago.
And how did it feel?
Wow.
Oh, it felt good to let it back out again.
I see the smile.
That was 16 years worth of venom, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I feel great. It was a real rush. You got the endorphins flying. We have a good dynamic.
Yeah.
You knew just when to stop.
Uh-huh.
That was a tough implement. I mean, I know I was like getting a little braggy about the nails and stuff. That was no picnic.
The nails were pretty hardcore.
Actually, the nails don't hurt as much as that.
You look very satisfied though, in your eyes.
As the belt.
You know?
The belt?
I've never met Jamie before tonight. We talked on the phone once before the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, but we developed a connection. There was a rapport. Uh-huh. We were feeling each other out. She was getting my dynamic. And that was a tough implement because it was metal, right? It was
It's
almost like metal spikes.
Right.
And I had a little bit of a cheat because I was wearing jeans. Usually with spanking and paddling, it's on a bare ass.
Yeah.
And
that's why I made up for it.
If she would have hit me like that on a bare ass, I would have passed out.
You have been blistering.
I would have passed out. I would have been unconscious.
How is your chest, though? Because she was grabbing pretty hard.
Oh, it's fine. She was pinching my nipples are my Achilles heel.
Okay.
So she was pinching my nipples. Sensitive. That's why I have these like beautiful virgin nipples that aren't like sticking out like girl nipples from being tortured.
Because
I like to save my nipple. I'm gonna make them all fucked up when I'm like 90.
but people use the nipple clamps on you, right?
I hate nipple clamps.
You hate that? Okay.
Yeah. My nipples are my Achilles heel.
All right. Now, did you spot that right away? Yes. That the nipples were his Achilles heel?
I know that on men, nipples are typically a...
Yeah.
They either hate it or they love it.
Yeah.
It's not kind of a middle ground.
She wasn't pinching him that hard, but I was squealing like a...
Yeah, no, I heard. They heard it over the improv class next door. Yeah. So, yeah.
We heard them, too. So, you know, it's a playing field.
Yeah. Well, he does have small man nipples, so they were hard. Really? They were hard to grab. You know,
but you did it, and the nails came in handy.
Yeah, a couple of them came off here and there, but you know what? They're finger rings.
Yeah, they're finger rings. They're not nails.
So they're not actually real nails. So, right. Yeah. So,
there was something else going on here that's worth pointing out.
Yeah, please.
I was getting snarky, and there's some psychology behind that.
Right. No, okay. I caught that. He wanted to get more pain, so.
No. No. Sometimes people get what's called bratty because they're just looking for more punishment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know Jamie.
Right.
Right. And for me to really be submissive, not take pain, but I'm talking about like get on my knees and worship and adore, I need more of a rapport.
So you want her to get beaner? Is that what?
No. It's like it's sort of a defense mechanism that I can't help from doing. Like, okay, I'm not your bitch. I'm not your little puppy dog because I don't know you that well. I'll let her hit me, you know, and if we weren't in a public studio here, we could get like she could put things in my ass, no problem. She could piss on me.
Right.
But for me to get on my knees and worship and adore her, we need to get to know each other a little better.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. And
that makes sense?
Same with you?
No, I felt the same way.
Yeah. So that was a good first session though, right?
Yeah, it was. I mean, there's a few more things I would have liked to have implemented. But,
such as? You
know, the candle wax is one of my favorites.
You like that?
Just because I like to let it build up till it's a good puddle and find just the right nerve spots to drop it on. Mm. Yeah.
Right.
And the darker the wax, the hotter it burns.
Yes, exactly.
Red, really?
Yeah. Wow. Red,
you learn something new every day.
Right? I had no idea.
Red.
Yeah.
Red candle wax. Red candles.
Yeah. Red candle wax. And why would that be?
Science.
Okay.
The pigment, you know, is it heavier?
I don't know. I just say because of science.
Because I thought it was just dye in the candle. I didn't know.
Pinky Jesus says science over here.
Science.
Same thing. I used to fire dance with the fire batons.
Oh, that's rad.
And on stage stripping. And when I was doing the fire routine, it would, you only use green rubbing alcohol. You could not use the regular rubbing alcohol because you would burn the hell out of yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
But there was something in the green rubbing alcohol that would allow you to use it.
The menthol, maybe.
Maybe it was the menthol because it burned cooler. And then as soon as it started to get warm, you just kind of... Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that why green M&Ms make you horny?
What?
I don't know.
You know
I'm from
that?
Louisiana,
no.
Darling.
No.
We go with
no,
oysters.
That's a thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, what I was saying was a joke, but there's like a myth that green M&Ms make you horny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's funny.
Only the green ones.
But that doesn't make sense because Van Halen used to have them take out the green M&Ms, so that makes no sense.
Because they have too
cocaine.
Much sex already.
Oh, okay. Well, I know
because they're Van Halen.
I guess so. Yeah, they
don't need green M&Ms.
They need to chill out. Yeah. So would you have stuck stuff up his ass?
Yeah, actually, I didn't bring it up in the conversation. Yeah. I brought up some other things in the conversation that pushed those boundaries.
Right.
But. Mm-hmm.
For a first time, that's probably a little much, right?
Plus, I mean, you know, like we were talking about, you got to prep. You know, you don't just put things.
That's
in.
Right. It is. Well, especially, I mean, it wouldn't be appropriate, obviously, in the studio.
No.
But.
Right. If I may ask, what's the weirdest thing you ever had inserted in you?
That's a good question.
Nothing weird, but I can tell you a funny story.
Okay.
This is a good story. Unfortunately, the person that involved is no longer with us. I've been in videos, clip videos, you know, for like clips for sale, right, as a BDSM bottom. And I was on my way to do a pegging. Pegging is when a woman puts a strap on, dildo on, and fucks a guy in the ass.
Oh, come on, what are we, sex? We know
that. I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
I thought pegging was when you put the finger in the butt.
No, that's when you put the
fingers. That's 50 Shades, married couples. So I was on my way to do a pegging video. And when you do videos, it's not like a regular scene. There's no warm-up. They go from 0 to 60.
Right,
like they just, you know, slap some lube on and shove the fucking thing in your ass. Right. No warm-up.
Right.
So,
thank goodness it wasn't a chew toy.
Yeah, right, no. So I put a butt plug in before I left to loosen my butt up. You know,
sure.
I did the cleanse, and then I put the butt plug in there, and it was a glass butt plug with a flange on it.
And you're driving over?
I'm driving over there. And I get there, and I was doing a video with a beautiful woman named January Seraph.
Okay.
You know who she is? Or she was?
I'm going to look her up. Okay.
She took her life about a year and a half ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's very sad. So this is a few years back. So I go, I'm all showered, I'm all clean, I'm like, you know, I'm like a museum. I'm meticulous about grooming, especially when I do any kind of intimate play.
Sure.
And, but I just wanted to freshen up. I go into the bathroom, and I still have the butt plug in me, and I go to pull it out to get ready. Gone. Right? I'm like, what the fuck, where is it? I'm looking in my pants, maybe it fell out. I'm praying it didn't, like, fall on my front doorstep so that the mailman sees a fucking butt plug on there.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it can't be. So I put a finger up there. There it is. It went all the way up my ass past the flange. Right?
And you had no idea.
So, yeah. So I came out of the bathroom and I said, I have a problem.
That's a problem.
And the producer said, don't worry, pal. We'll take you to the ER. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to the fucking ER and waiting till 3 a.m. for some 22-year-old intern to pull something out of my ass.
Yeah, just grab some tongs.
Right?
Let's go.
No, better than that. So January, the consummate professional that she was.
Yes.
God, I wish she was still with us. She said, don't worry, I'll pull it out and I'll make it part of the plot. You know, these are like 6-minute clips or 8-minute clips. So she just wrote this thing in her head. Okay, so you were a bad slave and putting things in your ass. And it got stuck, and now I have to pull it out, and I'm going to punish you for it. I'm like, okay, sounds great. So she slaps on a pair of examination gloves, you know, after the cameras start rolling, puts her finger in my ass, just about puts her whole hand in there, pulls it out like she was changing a light bulb. Silky smooth, right? And then my punishment was I had to jerk off with Tabasco sauce.
Oh.
That's punishment? I do that every night. But
let me tell you, it's no picnic.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway, where does the time go? This has been such a fun show.
This has been amazing.
Look at you. You're more S&M. Is that what you think, Hannah? More S&M on the show?
I would like to see more S&M.
Okay.
You know,
we'll get that.
Right.
No, trust me, because we had a lot of subs line up. So if I can match them up with some doms, we're gonna get some.
All right.
But Jamie, you're always you're an A++ guest.
Yes.
We love having you. Do you have any shows coming up? Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah. Yeah.
No, do you have nothing right now planned. I've been working on Michael Goggins, our mutual friend that you introduced me to.
Yes.
He told me to start working on those 6 scenes for my manuscript. And so I've been doing a lot of writing.
That's
working
great.
On that. Because I want to put together those 6 scenes from the total manuscript. The manuscript got lost for a little while. I let my neighbor use it. He wanted to read it because he's in showbiz and he was going to see if he could help me.
Okay.
And then he ended up keeping it for way too long. So now I've got it back and I've been working on that mainly.
Great. And Miss Jamie Gendron on all social media. And I'm sure you'll have some more shows during the summer. We'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to miss her. And I can't wait to read the book.
I know.
What we talk on the show, I'm sure it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you Frank Burns, forget who else have it for matches. Klinger, who knows what's going on over there. So anyway, thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
And
thank y'all for being
here. And hail Hannah Bach 666 on
Instagram.
And before we go, so you, Stephen, Kinky Jesus, you take pictures, and you might have to have a photo shoot here. Ephemeral Muse Portfolio, professional fetish photography, and it's www.fetishphotopro.com. If this is any indication, what you have on your card, that's some good stuff. So,
thank you very much.
So
tons of material to go there. Reasonable rates. Do location shoots, studio shoots. I do video.
Okay.
Take a visit to the website. You'll love it.
Yes. Well, once again, that's www.fetishphotopro.com. And I'm Goth Comedian on all social media. Got a lot of shows coming up in June and July. Check it out. Everybody, have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.